This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
It's time for another episode of Bluesology Profiles. Tony Nelson with you again. Our feature artist was born September 16, 1929 on a cotton plantation in Leflore County, just outside the city of Itabena in Mississippi. His mother left them with her parents when he was four, and their place was in Indianola, which is mostly regarded as his birthplace. His birth name was Riley B. King, but of course he became better known as B.B. King. I'm devoting this week's and next week's program in Bluesology Profiles to his extraordinary career spanning over seven decades. As did many other blues artists, Riley began singing gospel music in his local church. He obviously got on well with his Cottonfields boss as well, because he stumped up the $15 needed to buy King his first guitar. King left the Cottonfields behind, landing in Memphis in 1946 and targeting the life of a musician. He managed to get performance time on the King Biscuit radio show hosted by Sonny Boy Williamson in 1948. It was here that he adopted the nom de plume Beale Street Blues Boy, later abbreviated to BB. He made a handful of recordings on the small Bullet label, but his next move was the one that mattered. Talent scout Ike Turner, yes, that same one, Ike Turner, was working for the Bahari Brothers in 1949, and BB was recorded for their LA-based label RPM by Sam Phillips. Yes, the same Sam Phillips, who later started Sun Records. Here's those early RPM songs as Bluesology's profile on BB King kicks off on ORFM.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about a nice warm round of applause to welcome the world's greatest blues singer, the King of the Blues, BB King!
When you see me worried, woman, and it's you I hate to lose. Nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Yes, nobody loves me, nobody seems to care. Speaking of worries and trouble, darling, you know I've had my share.
You're listening to Bluesology Profiles on ORFM.
Thank you. upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Yes, I'm telling you people, she's something fine that you really ought to see. Well, she's not too tall, complexion is fair. Man, she knocks me out the way she wears her hair. You upsets me, baby. Yes, you upsets me, baby. Like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, woman, what you do to me? Well, I've tried to describe her. It's hard to start. I better stop now because I got a weak heart. You upsets me. Well, you upsets me, baby. Well, like being hit by a falling tree. Woman, what you do to me? Oh, yeah.
Bluesology Profiles with Tony Nielsen on ORFM.
Thank you.
thanks for joining me with our Bluesology profile on B.B. King here at ORFM. The three tracks we just played are the original versions of what became familiar songs and B.B.'s performances. They were recorded for RPM in the early 50s and then made it onto his first LP, Singing the Blues, released in 1957. It was a fruitful era for him, regularly making the Billboard R&B charts, and he was also touring widely, establishing himself as a leading voice of the blues. His band was a perfect foil to B.B.'s sound. Trumpet, tenor and baritone saxes, piano, bass and drums gave him a full sound, which made it a big impression as he toured across in America and his voice and guitar became prominent. His weekly earnings went from $85 to $2,500, which was big bucks back then. I had the pleasure of seeing B.B. when he came to New Zealand on a couple of occasions. I especially remember his gig at Wellington Town Hall when he had all of his big band with him. It was magic. Although he enjoyed success with the Bahari Brothers in the early 1960s, he made a move to ABC Paramount, and in 1964 he recorded an LP that is now regarded as one of the best live records not only of the blues genre but generally. It was recorded in November 1964 in Chicago's Regal Theatre. Here's one of the songs, How Blue Can You Get, B.B. King on ORFM.
And go shopping instead. Oh, I said I've got a good mind to give up living and go shopping instead. To pick up me a tombstone, oh, and be pronounced dead. When I read your letter this morning, baby, that was in your place in bed. That was in your place in bed. No use in looking for me, baby. I am hoping to get me back. She said it's no use. No use in looking for me, baby. I am hoping to get me back. Because of
Bluesology Profiles with Tony Nielsen on Otago Access Radio.
you might hear something that sound like this. It's my own fault, babe. Treat me the way you wanna do. It's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. That's when you were loving me, baby. Oh, at that time, little girl, I didn't love you. This is the part I like. She used to make her own paychecks and bring them all home to me. I would go out on the hillside, you know, and make every woman drunk I see. And it's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Oh, yes, when you were loving me, woman. Oh, at that time, little girl, I didn't love you. I have one more I wanna tell you. She said she was gonna leave me. She been running around with the boys. She said she was gonna leave me. Going to Peoria, Illinois. And it's my own fault, baby. Treat me the way you wanna do. Oh, what you were loving me, woman. Oh, I'm not done. What you say?
Bluesology Profiles with Tony Nielsen on Otago Access Radio.
Thank you so much. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to go way back. Way back.
Woo!
can do. Oh, worry, worry, worry. Worry's all I can do. Oh, my life is so miserable, people. You hurt me so bad, baby, when you said we were true. Oh, you hurt me, you know you hurt me. You hurt me so bad, baby, when you said we were true. Oh, but I would rather be dead, woman, than to be here so. Someday, baby, someday, baby. Oh. I'd like to tell you a little story now. Ladies, if you got a man, husband, whatever you want to call him, and he don't do exactly like you think he should, don't cut him because you can't raise him over again, you know. Don't hurt him. Treat him nice. And fellas, I want to say to you, if you got a wife, woman, or whatever you want to call her, she don't do like you think she should, don't go upside her head. That don't do but one thing. That make her a little smarter. She won't let you catch her the next time. So all you do is talk to her softly. It's real sweet, you know. And you tell her, I know you'll do better.
Someday, babe.
Live at Chicago's Regal Theatre, Mr. B.B. King on this week's Bluesology Profile. Join me for part two of B.B.'s story next week on ORFM. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.